sort of films like many others. I was expecting a bit more.
We've chosen five popular Killian perfumes to review right now.
Number one is Voulez-vous coucher avec moi eau de parfum.
This fragrance has been launched in 2015 and it is floral woody fragrance prominent with ylang ylang and woods.
We have top notes of ylang ylang, tuberose and gardenia. Mid notes is Bulgarian rose, settling into a base of cedar, vanilla and sandalwood.
And I'm going to spray myself right this moment. This is really nice opening, very lovely, like sort of exotic sweetness coming from ylang ylang and tuberose. Very, very nice.
It's deep already and it's just getting started. Yeah. White florals there though from tuberose and a little bit of powdery rose there. That smells fantastic.
It does.
We're back after 10. Ingrid, what's that doing?
Oh, it's really pretty. Fragrance that is developed into. It's creamy, it's got ylang ylang, all this creaminess coming through, the woody notes in the base as well. It's just really nice.
Oh, it is absolutely beautiful. I am getting loads of ylang ylang coming in, white florals, tuberoses, there's woods, there's vanilla in there. It is very, very sexy, elegant, kind of fancy fragrance. As for seasons and longevity?
In my opinion, this fragrance is suitable for any time of year and leaning more towards evening wear than the daytime, more for like dressy parties, cocktail parties, that kind of thing. The longevity is 6+ hours with good sillage and projection.
And Ingrid's three-word summary for this fragrance?
Confident, feminine and vintage.
Ooh.
Number two is Liaison Dangereuses Eau de Parfum. The fragrance launched in 2007 and it is fruity floral scent composed around plum note.
This fragrance has top notes of peach, plum, blackcurrant and coconut. Mid notes are ambrette seeds, cinnamon and geranium. Settle into a base of sandalwood, moss, vetiver and vanilla.
We have a sample here.
I'm going to smell fancy, everybody.
We are going to.
Okay, Ingrid, you go in there first. What do you think? Initial thoughts?
Oh, the opening is so lovely, juicy, fruity. The plum is there and I can detect some rose notes coming through.
It's peachy plum and soft rose is all I really can visualise it. So it's very, very nice. Not getting a lot else at the moment. Should we come back in 10?
Yes, we should.
See you soon.
Oh, it's so perfect, that fragrance. To me, it's just so nice. You have vanilla notes in the background. You have a little bit of mossy notes down the bottom there as well. But mainly what I get is fruits.
It is fruity. I would say mainly fruity. There is rose in there. I'm not getting any other florals, really. Slightly woody in the base, but it's mainly fruity, floral, very pretty.
It is very pretty.
So, Ingrid, as for seasons to wear and longevity, that kind of stuff.
In my opinion, it would be more spring, summer, autumn fragrance and possibly more daytime than evening. Longevity-wise, it's about 5+ hours.
Your three-word summary, please.
Juicy.
Ooh,
it is fruity and it's deep.
Yes, it is. It is very nice. Number three is Forbidden Games Eau de Parfum. Ingrid.
Forbidden Games Eau de Parfum is yet another fragrance by Kelise Becker, released in 2012, and it is delicious fruity floral fragrance.
Top notes are peach, apple, plum, and cinnamon bark. Mid notes are Bulgarian rose, jasmine, and geranium. Sell into a base of honey, vanilla, and equinox oil. We have another sample. Ingrid is volunteering.
Very, very nice. Fruits and apples, sort of like sparkly notes in the opening. It's very fresh, like, you know, when it opened.
Oh, it is lovely. It's fruity, it's juicy fruits, like you've got apple in there, but peach and plum and cinnamon. It's a delicious combination going on there. Ingrid, I really like the opening. Should we do the usual and come back at 10?
We'll see you soon. We're back after the break now. Andrew.
Oh, thank you. It's floral, fruity, honey, vanilla. I will say it's not my favourite of the ones we've smelled so far because it is a bit, sort of smells like many others, like J'adore being one of them. That kind of smell, very nice, but I was expecting a bit more in my humble opinion.
To me, it smells, I can detect vanilla now in the base notes and I have peachy notes there and I have a bit of spice coming through. As you say, it does not scream excitement, but it's lovely fragrance.
Yeah, no, it's very, very nice. Don't get us wrong, but I think you could probably get a bit more for your money of something that smells quite similar. The vanilla in it made it smell like many other fragrances, where if they muted the vanilla down, I think we would have got, I was hoping for a bit more of the cinnamon and the fruits.
Yes, yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. As for seasons and occasions and longevity, Ingrid?
Well, in my opinion, this fragrance is suitable for more for colder seasons, maybe autumn, winter, spring. But I think you can wear it any time of year, really. It's more daytime as well, maybe going shopping or, you know, wearing it to work kind of thing. As for performance, this fragrance lasts about 5+ hours with moderate sillage and projection.
Ingrid, 3-word summary, please.
Fun, girly, and a little bit generic. Number 4 is Love Don't Be Shy Eau de Parfum. The fragrance launched in 2007 and it is warm, sweet, marshmallow and white floral fragrance.
We have top notes of neroli and orange blossom. Mid notes are honeysuckle and rose, selling to a base of marshmallow sugar cooled and amber.
We have a sample to spray.
Because it's marshmallow, can I have it? Is that all right? Oh, the wrong arm.
The wrong
clean
arm.
Quite fancy smelling of marshmallows. Marshmallow sugar cooled. Sounds all right. Go on then, Ingrid. Ingrid loves, just to be clear, Ingrid has about 500 spoons of sugar in her coffee. So she really likes sugar.
It's so delightful. It's sweetness coming through. Florals come through. The blossom, you know, neroli's there. It's just such a lovely opening. It reminds me of like fields full of wild strawberries for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you say it as you see it. It's very nice. It is sweet. I don't know about marshmallow, but it's lovely, sweet, but delicate sweet. There's some nice blooms going on there. I can't pick out any particular floral note, but it's very, very nice opening.
We need to let it sit for a bit and come back in 10.
We'll see you soon. We're back after our break. Ladies first.
It's like spiced orange. That's what it smells to me like. Mm-hmm. It's sweet, but it's not too sweet, it's not overpowering or anything, it's just very nice, feminine, sort of subtle. It's lovely,
it's warm, it's sweet, it's not about marshmallowy, but it's got kind of got that comforting feel. There's a bit of spice in there, like Ingrid was saying, it's kind of feminine but a little bit dark.
It is, I do agree.
Yep, well, there you go.
As for seasons to wear, in my opinion, this fragrance is more autumn, winter time. Creeping into spring, it's more suitable for evening wear. You know, I can see myself going out to theatre or some fancy dinner out.
Oh.
And longevity-wise, it will last about 6+ hours with moderate sillage and projection.
And now for Ingrid's 3-word summary.
Feminine, luxurious, and delicious.
It is. Number 5 is Good Girl Gone Bad by perfumer Alberto Morillas. Ingrid.
Good Girl Gone Bad, Eau de Parfum, has been launched in 2012 and it is fruity, floral fragrance composed around osmanthus flower.
Top notes are osmanthus, orange blossom and May rose. Mid notes are tuberose, narcissus, which I can't pronounce, and jasmine, selling to a base of amber and wood.
Here we have a sample to try.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to spray my clean arm.
Clean arm, we've been thoroughly washed.
Oh, it's such a strong opening. It's really nice and sparkly. And I have the fruity notes coming through from osmanthus flower because it looks like apricot scent. Really nice. And the jasmine then, other florals coming through. It's just lovely composition.
It's white floral. There's some fruits there from the osmanthus, of apricot-y kind of scent. It's very nice, very feminine. And we'll be back in 10.
You dry down to a white floral and peachy type of fragrance. You have slight like woody notes in the background, but not so much.
It's white floral with some nice apricot-y fruits in there. A little bit of a woody base. Well balanced.
It is.
Easygoing fragrance.
Seasons to wear, in my opinion, is spring and summertime. And it is definitely daytime fragrance. More office, work type of fragrance. Mm-hmm. Longevity is about 6-7+ hours, so it's quite long lasting,
yeah,
and you can tell.
Yeah, you can kind of tell from this.
Yes,
now,
it is
you?
Quite a punchy fragrance.
Ingrid, your 3-word summary, please.
It is feminine, easygoing, day to day.
Don't forget to check out this video if you want to smell even more amazing.
And we'll catch you next time.
Take care.
Bye bye.